State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bank is here, Baby Jade is here, Shy Jones is here, Big Homie Kodak is eating as usual. It's time for Big Facts Fridays. Fuck is going on, people? What the hell is going on? What the hell going on, Jade?
What's popping?
Shit, talk to the world, Jay. What are we talking about on Big Facts Fridays? What's on everybody's mind and mental?
I'm high.
You high?
As fuck.
There you go.
Off of whatever that shit was, Black just
got. Good way to be.
The Lavender Boys.
Lavender Boy weed.
Whatever this is. Yeah, this shit.
Shout out to y'all boys.
Smoking.
Yep.
But,
what are we talking about?
The vaccine, dog.
So this is what we're talking about. The vaccine, dog.
What about?
How do you feel about these mandates that are coming down? Because just like I saw on the news this morning when I was on my way here, at the Fulton County government building or whatever, they're about to put into a place by Labor Day that you have to be vaccinated to come into the building, essentially basically to do your job, or else you face termination. Mm-hmm. If you don't get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Or you have to take
test.
You have to produce a negative COVID test
every day
and take the test like every 48 hours, every other day. Mm-hmm. So you get the shit stuck up your nose every other day until you finally cave in, or you just go ahead and cave in order to be able to make your paycheck to feed your family. So how do you feel about that?
Everybody, let's not talk about this vaccine. Has everybody in here had a vaccine at some point in their life?
I had to get one to go to kindergarten.
Shit, nigga ain't had no vaccine. They just cooked up and got down 2 months. They just whipped this shit up. But at the end of the day, I can't say nothing wrong with or talk against that vaccine no more. I might go on and get it because Shantae got it, so.
Yeah, I already got this shit.
Shit, you did?
Yeah.
You heard? Who you? Which one you got?
Get the Pfizer one, get the other one too. Fuck it, I don't care.
But you supposed to get more than one?
Man,
you getting, yeah,
I'm not doing that around this thing.
You got a vaccine cocktail. What the fuck?
You know, the DJ Scream theory is, there's a lot of shit in our water and our food. So they want to get you up out of here, they're going to get you up out of here. Vaccine or no vaccine. Just my opinion. Give me the fucking
you
vaccine.
Damn sure.
But I
done got to this man. He wasn't saying
anything. No, I fought it. Listen, no. I had family members that went.
No. He said he fucking got to this man.
No, I had family members that was very distressed. Elder family members with pre-existing conditions that I can't see, that was crying and falling out and praying over me and doing this, Africans and Americans, this and that and that and all this other stuff. And then, and I gave in to my family. I did.
For sure. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm going to get it, too. Real shit, I got to. End of the day, shit, my thing, got it, so
my,
I got
my other
get.
Thing was, and then I got a baby on the way, too.
What the fuck I'm going to do?
My other thing was.
So you really finna get the vaccine?
I am. Because nigga ain't going to have no choice.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'd rather go get it willingly before they make me get it. That's the other thought I had. Like, I'd rather get this shit out of the way before they be like, you got to get this to do anything.
Man, fuck all that. Them folks going to have to do their job with me.
Jade ain't going. Jade ain't going.
But, okay, just Jade say this. We got to send in, okay, when we start doing what we doing, this shit start to affect your money. Okay, well.
I mean, I already said if you get it.
I'm getting it.
And
I ain't got no choice.
Okay, well, when.
Because at the end of the day, I got to get it so I can change my thought process on it. Because I don't want to put the energy in it. There's something wrong with it, and my wife already took it. You feel what I'm saying?
There's a lot of
people. I can't say like, boy, everybody with the vaccine gonna check out. Cause I don't want screen to check out.
I know too many people I love and got love.
So shit, we check it out. Let's check out this.
Wait, I'm with you.
I said
it a year ago. If you get it, I'll get it. But until then,
when you're a little kid, that's the first thing you do. They
put who the fuck made this vaccine and how they pressing this shit harder than ever. Like, I don't even want to start that conversation once again. Like, we gotta get it.
This but is my thing.
Did I want it? No. Do I want it?
Did
no.
I want it.
But still am I pressured
and I'm not
into
doing
it? Yes.
And I ain't doing 40 million boosters either. I made that clear to
what's
people
that?
Around me. The boosters, the extra shot boosted up. I'm not doing that shit. But I'm gonna go ahead and get this little one out the way because I don't have the COVID shit. I don't been through all that shit. Give me the fucking shot so I can go on with my life.
This is my
got
only
a little
thing
skinny
with the
though
shot.
Since you took this. I might not take this shit.
That vegan shit, man. I don't eat a lot of meat.
Man, just keep me posted. This is my thing with the shot, though.
Being real.
I've been doing research on it, and at first I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get it. But the people that have the COVID vaccines are considered super spreaders. That's why CDC said that they should start wearing their masks.
Exactly.
And they're super spreaders. So the Delta variant is really bad on kids.
What's that?
That's the new virus.
The new
that's
strain.
Out there.
The
new
remix.
Strain. Oh, they got a remix of the COVID?
Yeah.
That's what?
It's like two things have been under a rock.
And the Delta Plus after that.
Yeah, it's
and
a Delta variant.
I don't be watching. That shit stressful, bro. I used to watch CNN every day all day.
I don't watch that shit.
I don't even watch that shit no more. That shit stressed me out now.
Yeah, Lambda.
Like, my shit done changed. I used to be intrigued by that shit, what's going on. Now, I don't even. Bro, I be in my own world. A lot of niggas probably be like, man, they need to be saying anything. Because I don't even be knowing no more. Like, shit, bro, anything that fuck with my peace, bro, I be letting that shit go on and get on. Let that shit go on, man. Like,
real.
Yeah.
The news, I definitely can't watch Atlanta news.
No, that's dead.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I stopped looking at ATL Scoop and all that shit.
Yeah, I ain't never looked at no shit like that. I'm trying to watch all the goddamn funny page, the funny shit, and the goddamn shit of your signs and your memes and shit like that. Other than that, man, I don't want to see that shit, man, because once it hits your front door, I don't want to be ready for that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I just rather let that shit pop up on me than I handle it when it get to me.
Mm. This is a peaceful way.
Because it's a mental fuck, bro. Yeah. Me sitting here thinking about, like I was just saying, I don't want to, like, at first I was like, boy, that vaccine, boy, that shit going to fuck niggas up. But I can't say it now when somebody I love already done took the motherfucker.
I feel you.
You get what I'm saying? Like, and other people that I love probably done took it too and going to have to take it to keep their jobs and shit.
And live.
Like, we don't want fortune to make our hours and do the things we want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put shit on our time. But people that you really love, gotta do it. So, ain't no use of putting that negative energy out there towards the shit. Mm-hmm. You only put that type of energy out when you want shit to happen. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, the last time they had a mandatory vaccine.
Yeah, but shit, that's been a conspiracy theory.
The last time they had a mandatory vaccine was
polio.
The polio in the 50s and 60s.
And we ain't got polio no more.
And
so,
my aunt was one, she 80. The same shit was going on back then. It's going to kill us all, and she's still here.
But my thing is the Delta variant, you don't know when you have it.
Yeah, this shit on.
You didn't know you had it.
They blowing that meat up shit. Y'all seen that on Instagram?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The food and shit is worse.
They just blowing that meat up like that. That's what I'm saying. Like,
food
you just said
worse
shit
than
like
the vaccine.
Nigga
that's what people don't
food,
get.
Nigga might well
if you know anything about meat, it's the worst. If you eat McDonald's, God bless you.
But McDonald's doesn't even have real nuggets. Their nuggets are made out of dolphin meat.
Niggas still eating nuggets.
Hey, man, let that go, man. We in talks with them folks.
McDonald's is great.
Go.
The quarter pounder is amazing.
It's good.
That's all I'm saying. So,
hey, yeah, the Big Mac is fantastic. Yeah,
I've been eating that shit for real.
The Big Facts Mac.
Yeah, they cut me a check. I ate that shit. It is what it is, man. So, yeah.
Well, look, what I was saying. Let me show Jay this shit.
Blowing up the meats and shit like
if
that.
If it's some nasty shit, I don't want to see it.
It ain't no nasty shit.
So, Kodak, you got your jab? Both jabs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They stuck me twice.
I got my jabs.
Who knows?
Shine, no jabs.
Why? Why?
I'm still on the fence because when you have the, when you have the vaccine, you're considered a super spreader. But hear me out.
This is what I'm saying. I want to say one thing.
Okay.
That's old news that they refreshing. That's the same thing with the flu.
But what I'm saying
somebody with the flu shot gets a flu shot and comes in contact with the flu gets stronger and go to the person who didn't get the flu shot. That shit ain't nothing new.
Yeah, but they just now talking about it. And the Delta variant is very dangerous for kids.
Okay. Your 4-year-old going to school now, right? Oh, it's all kind of shit going on.
They gonna be coming into contact with boogers, boo-boo.
That being said, I don't see these schools staying open too much longer this semester. Because shit is already starting to
agree.
Slow down. Like, I had a call with a college yesterday, and it was like, yeah, we got to put an incentive in for our homecoming events, you know, just in case something happened. So, you know.
Georgia.
Fingers crossed.
Florida and Alabama. I can't speak for the rest of the world. Ain't nothing shutting down no more. They done made that clear. The powers that
be. Where the Jazz Festival was going to be at? The show was doing.
Georgia, Florida, Alabama, where DeSantis and these motherfuckers and Kemps and shit, they ain't shutting shit down no more. Just letting you know. Jab.
You got to do what you got to do for you and your family, though. So, like, if you feel safe not taking the vaccine, hey.
I stretched it out. I said I was going to try to go 2 years, not take the vaccine, see what happened to people 2 years if I have to take it. I made it 9 months. That's pretty damn good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nine months.
You know, shit, I got it too, so we both got jabbed up. That motherfucker hurt the first day, though.
Still hurt.
That's your still hurt?
Still ain't right.
Damn.
It is what it is, though. It is the day. Shy, no jabs?
I don't know. I'm on the fence. My mom's just anti-vaccine, so if my mama
take
it.
Have you ever had a vaccine?
Huh?
Have you ever had a vaccine?
You asked me that already when I was a kid.
I'm asking again.
When I was a kid.
Hey, your mama ever had one?
I'm sure when she was a kid, but she just, I mean, my mom is ex-military, so she don't trust the government type shit, so.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
But so, Bank, you jab? You and your jabs?
Yeah, I got to. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna just rush and do it. My mind kind of made up. I'm gonna eventually do it.
Do we feel fucked up about that?
I feel like
I was forced into it. I said that shit while they was doing it. Like, y'all know y'all forced me. Like, hey, this ain't got nothing to do with me. I just get it.
But I think as society, if we had kind of like calmed down during the first one and not been in a rush to be outside, we probably could have been over this by now. But like, niggas wanted to get their hookah.
Not the hookah.
I'm pretty funny on my page. Go ahead, my bad.
Wait, Instagram Sam over here.
So what? I got a meme page. Hey, if you got anything that's funny, send it to my DM at BigBankDTE. I'm creating a meme page. I'm not putting my personal life on Instagram no longer. I might post some pictures here and there and talk some shit, but.
So basically, Bank got a finster.
What's that?
You got a fake Instagram. You got a stalk page.
I just want
the lurk page.
Shit,
yeah,
man. I want to goddamn. I want to when you come to my page, man, change your mood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I just post shit.
You post the funniest shit.
Yeah, I be posting shit that you I feel like goddamn made me laugh. That shit made me laugh. I'm like, man, I want everybody to laugh.
He gonna take it
he
down
take
too.
It right down.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't be taking it down no more. I'm letting that shit ride.
Are you keeping it up?
They be taking my shit down though.
Oh, Instagram?
Yeah, I just let them when they take it down. I leave it down.
Ooh, they on your neck.
I ain't tripping on that shit. I be trying not to post no bullshit, but.
Bullshit be funny.
Hell yeah. I don't know what's going through, because they be taking shit down and I ain't like.
I need to get whitelisted. How can I get whitelisted?
For what? Songs and shit?
Instagram. For songs and for content.
You gotta, it's each song.
It's for content too, where they don't fuck with you and take the shit down unless it's something really bad that really needs to go turned down.
If you post that shit on Reels, let's see, that's the thing. If you post that shit on the Reels, you'll be straight.
Yeah.
You'll put the shit on the Reels.
What the fuck is a Reels?
It's another feature
of your Instagram that we should use maybe.
The reels. I be using that shit.
Reels.
What's
it's reels? Like Instagram version of TikTok.
Play with it. Yeah, but that's fucked up. The vaccine, man, that everybody pretty much just is subjected to have to get the fucking vaccine. That's what it feel like.
That's what it is. Yeah. I ain't tripping though, man. Like I said, I'm going to say it again. Hey, man, I signed up for something else, so I'm getting it for another reason. Y'all end up getting, I think my mama end up getting that shit. Shit, it's like, fuck it. They got this shit where you can't even see get certain surgeries. Like, if you sick, you can't even get a surgery without getting the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. The vaccine going to be the passport to do a lot of shit.
Yeah.
That's what it feel like.
I saw some restaurants, but I saw restaurants someplace that require you to have a card.
New York?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, the reverse of that.
I know niggas know how to make everything.
Oh, they definitely selling the vaccine cards.
The one that works in all the states.
I saw the one.
$500 ones probably are the ones that only work in Georgia. But the one that works all over the place that you can go even out of the country with is $1,500. Mm. And the turnaround time on that shit, I think, is like 72 hours.
But to the reverse of that, I want to say it was DeSantis or the nigga in Texas, the governor of Texas, like, they're actually punishing people for mandating masks. Like, if you're making it necessary for, like, students to have masks, they're fining you for it.
What do you mean?
Like, I want to say it was Florida that said they're going to start withholding salaries if you force people to wear masks in the school.
Well, so what that mean? They need to go and just get the vaccine, basically.
The kids can't get it.
But look, they're saying, hey, we treat this shit like it's normal.
Under 12, no.
They saying we treat this shit like it's normal. You don't got to stop telling these folks they got to wear a mask. This shit over with. That's basically what's going on.
That's silly because little kids.
It's like they sell it. It's two different points.
And that's what I'm saying. It's two different extremes. It's the people that's forcing the vaccine, and it's got the people that's saying you don't even got to wear a mask just because this shit over with.
Little kids is dying and shit, so especially in Florida. So that shit is kind of crazy, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's kids dying.
More of the story is jab, jab, jab.
But if you had a vaccine and you don't know you had a vaccine and you go home kissing, I mean, and you get the vaccine and you catch COVID and you don't know you have it, you go home kissing on your kid, then what?
Don't nobody
know. Oh, so you can still get the COVID with the vaccine?
Yes.
It's just not going to make
you. Yes.
You're
not
going to have as much
symptoms.
No, it's going to lower your symptoms.
That's misinformation. That's what that should be about. Anytime anybody ever got a vaccine, if you get the flu vaccine, you still can get the flu. The flu is going to feel like sniffle instead of fever, diarrhea, shit.
But you can still pass it.
Oh,
that's the flu, man. Too.
But that's what I'm saying. You can still
pass it. That's every vaccine.
But what I'm saying is,
you're getting the vaccine because it's supposed to
You're getting the vaccine to make it light.
Yes, no, exactly. Light for you, but you can still go home and give it to your kid.
99%,
quote unquote, hard for them.
They say 99% of the people who have the vaccine have not died.
Exactly. So if I go get the vaccine and I catch COVID and I have no symptoms at all,
the vaccine is just to stop death.
And I go home kissing my daughter, she can catch COVID. Versus if I catch COVID, I know I feel this shit. I just may tech out, but I know to stay the fuck away from my child. That's kind of how I look at it.
That's how it's always been, though.
That makes sense.
I'm saying that's how it's always been.
And I don't know I have it, then what?
That shit ain't nothing new.
But what do you do when you don't know
that
you
have COVID?
That shit
was COVID last year. Remember the people last year that was getting COVID and then just lost a little of their taste or nothing, had asymptomatic, and they getting the test like, I got COVID. I didn't even know I had COVID.
Right.
That's every virus. That's what I'm saying. This shit ain't nothing new. We've been spreading viruses. We spreading viruses right now. That shit spread. It is what it is.
What virus are we spraying, Screen?
You can have a virus. You can have a COVID virus.
I need names.
A ronovirus, a retrovirus, all that shit. We have viruses. There be viruses in the air as you walk around.
Man,
that don't mean every virus is going to make you sick.
That's why that nigga said, when that nigga said that shit, bro, I was thinking that, bro, it's a, what he said, it's an art to ignorance, bro. I'm glad I don't know about this shit. Because a lot of this shit, when I be hearing about it, I be like, what?
Yeah, it's stressful.
Yeah, like, I don't even give a fuck. Whatever it is, like, I'm getting the vaccine because I got to.
That's
but if a nigga,
like,
if you had a choice, I wouldn't get no vaccine. Absolutely. I don't give a fuck about it. Like, when it get in my front door, that's when I deal with it.
Yeah.
Every time seem like a nigga try to go to prevent shit, that's when you get it. Yeah, like, Screen, you been got there. You came
in. It's like the law of attraction.
With the whole goddamn mask suit on, with a goddamn NASA suit on.
Oh, God.
And you end up with it on paper.
Because it's mental. Some of it is mental.
I was sick as a motherfucker, coughing, throwing up, doing, hey, man, this is a cold. It probably was COVID. I ain't finna go see, cause what they was saying when I was like, every time they say you got COVID and you go to the hospital, like, what they tell you to do? Shit, chill.
Same shit.
I'm just going.
Yeah. Stay home.
So what, like, this shit ain't making no sense, Jones. This shit ain't making no sense, Jones.
At all. I don't know, man. I'm like 75% I would, so but I'm scared.
Do the vaccine cost?
No,
it's
free.
It did at first. At first, it was
free shit.
Yeah, no, they giving out free shit.
They ain't putting no free shit in my mouth.
Listen, at first it was $1,500. Then they started giving it out.
Never $1,500
for no money.
No, it was not.
We ain't no $1,500, Jay.
If you didn't have insurance, if you had insurance, I think it was like $400 or $500. But if you didn't have insurance when the vaccine first came out. Tell me I'm lying.
I'm telling you the truth. And the vaccine came out in December. Trump cut a check for $1.2 billion for vaccines for America. It never cost money. It cost money.
So you're going to tell me that the vaccine never costed money?
I know that for sure. My wife working in the hospital.
It probably got there some folk that help you skip the line and get that new one.
He paid the
you remember because it was a limit on getting them.
Part of the
so
reason,
they probably could pay to get them skip
the
line.
Part of the reason I think they pushing this shit is because they don't cut a check for it. And it's so much of it just sitting there. They sending it to other countries because we got so much of it sitting because people ain't getting the vaccine.
At least nigga looking on the bright side.
I'm trying to see if it's
I hope
right.
That's what it is.
Nigga trying to make that shit sound so convincing.
Man,
nigga, you don't know. I don't need her. We don't need her. Nobody don't need her.
Man, listen.
No, but they don't even know.
They don't know what they don't know. They don't know.
You know how a nigga sound trying to explain some shit for a motherfucker that they don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah.
That's how we sound trying to explain this shit, the vaccine
shit. Don't nobody know shit.
Them folk who getting on the vaccine don't even know what the fuck, what's in it.
And then you got people that still got the vaccine that got COVID and died. It's not as many people, but shit, you could be that one.
But that's like saying because it's not 100% your trust. A lot of shit not 100%. You can have your seatbelt on and still die in a car accident.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
But we not putting nothing in our body.
What you think about the people in Flint?
Then now they're talking about they got a chip that could detect COVID in your system.
Them people in Flint drinking that water.
I ain't putting no chip. I know
in Flint drinking that water.
They got a chip.
I'm saying shit, real shit. If they want to get you up,
you gonna get that chip too.
They gonna get you up.
Hey man, fuck that chip.
Huh?
That's different.
Give me whatever. Wait, if I gotta live,
what does the chip do?
The chip detects if you got COVID and any other shit. I'm telling y'all, they gonna be in chip.
This shit is not real yet.
No, you know what that chip called? Doctor chip. I'll go to the doctor. Fuck all that shit. You ain't gotta put nothing in my body to see if
so
I got it. I'll go
if you,
to the doctor.
If they tell you got down, get that chip or die, what you gonna do?
Shit, you gotta get the chip.
I mean, chip or go to jail. Jay, I'm talking about Jay.
Oh. I ain't getting shit.
I'm being that motherfucker with Jay.
Man, Sarah Renata, come get me, bro.
Ain't no lawyer. This is like a military law.
Man, make sure I got honey buns and shit, bro.
Ain't nobody talking to you no more.
You
in them kind of jails, your ass
everybody
off
else got a chip.
You off the grid.
You pause. Ain't no talk. Ain't no visitation. You ain't finna be goddamn showing no motherfucking cakes and shit. Not having no phone. Yes, it's in the chip area.
Y'all
gonna the non-chip
get me,
area.
Y'all love me. Y'all gonna get me a phone in there. I don't give a fuck.
How? With who?
Bro, you gonna you
when
love
a nigga
me.
Don't my know where you at, like all your see, you know, man. You know, like all bullshit aside, like it's a difference between jail and chill, like jail. The military, like when they look at you as a terrorist type.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be late up under that, like you're a terrorist. You all your rights are revoked then, right?
Mm-hmm. You right? Yeah, martial
like, law. Yeah. When that shit go into effect, like you over with. Like what? Don't nobody know your family can come out here and cry and live in front of the building crying. We don't know where yet, man.
It's a true story.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to get you missing. They walk in right now, we see a nigga mask on there and we'll grab you. And that's the end.
I'm just saying, we do. All I'm saying is.
Doom.
If you don't want that chip, come on.
The end of what I'm saying is.
Get the chip, Jay! Stop bugging! Get the chip, Jay!
Get off me.
I'm definitely finna run behind you. I'm be telling you, like. It don't make sense. You're going to be.
You out of here.
Get the chip. Hey,
we do a lot of shit that could potentially. Man. You don't. Motherfuckers don't want the vaccine.
You really gonna do this to your family? This shit get further and further away.
I love you.
Shoot.
Big Fast Friday, man. Yeah. Check us out,
Triple W. So, in conclusion, what have we concluded?
We concluded y'all had to get chipped.
Whatever the folks say, get it, bro.
Because
might as well, we went for everything. Yeah, why the hell niggas want to be so woke now?
Look,
you been stupid all the
time. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If it's in the vaccine, it's in your water, it's in your food, it's
in your
phone, it's in your air, it's everywhere. Whatever it is.
If the government want to do something, goddamn it, hey man.
Okay, but like I've always said from the beginning or whatever, I don't really like agree with none of that shit. But if he does it, I'll
get what though.
Consider it.
Yeah, say less. That's love too. But guess what? Certain shit you may have to be willing. I ain't trying to sound like no woke nigga, so y'all fuck leave me alone. But what if certain shit they have to get you to agree to before it be a war crime? If then the UN. You know, because them folks, every other country will turn on you if you're doing certain shit that you don't supposed to do to your citizens or whatever, like to your people, right?
Ah, that's a good-ass point. I feel like if America, seeing with some of the shit that America was doing to its people, America would have been invaded us. Like, if we was a whole different country, and another country would be doing the shit America be doing, man, they would have been came and got us out of here. Yo, the cops killing niggas, man? Get the... Make this a bitch of democracy.
You feel me?
I feel you.
That's crazy right there, though.
That's a curveball.
So we got to get y'all to agree to take this shit. We could force it on you, but then it's like, when they got to go to them summits and shit, like, why y'all do that? Or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't have any other way? Nothing else you could have did?
Man, we gave y'all 1,200.
Like some shit, like, what the nigga who putting them people in the shit, but the Holocaust?
Oh,
see how people hate them for that?
Schindler. I mean,
see how, Hitler.
Schindler. I was thinking about Schindler.
See, like, you know what I'm saying? You see how everybody, like, that's so fucked up.
Yeah.
What is the COVID shit so fucked up that we got to damn near agree to do it in order for them to be able to justify it in the next 100 years?
I feel what you're saying.
Like, we thought.
Justify what?
Like, we was misunderstood. We thought this shit got them fuck up so many people. And then got them, we done got finessed into taking this shit, and they fuck up so many people, lives, and fuck niggas up to the point. But we still live. The country still live on, but somebody got to be here to justify, like, that ain't what they was trying to do.
It will be really fucked up because all of our first responders got the COVID shot, like all of our doctors and nurses and all of that. So if this shit do go bad, all of the ones that can help people will be fucked up.
If 285 million people finna just check out, then it is what it is. And that's a lot of fucking people.
What about them aliens? What are they talking about, them aliens?
On the next episode of Big Facts Friday.
Nah, real shit.
I want to go to Planet 51.
It's the most shit going on with that shit.
No, Area 51.
Why the fuck they so goddamn obsessed with this shit right there? It's the most shit going on with that shit too. Oh, we just don't know.
Do you want to know about that shit?
Who?
Do you want to know about the aliens and shit? I don't want to know.
Shit, you never know. That shit might be the best shit ever.
What if it's not, though? You're right. You got a point.
It might be the best shit ever, though.
You say you don't want no shit, but you want to know that shit?
No, I ain't saying. No, I'm saying.
You said I don't.
If it's going on, hey, I want in.
I want in. You want in on the Martians?
I'm saying, why the fuck Bezo and all these niggas want to know something? Y'all niggas know something already.
You got a point. They already know.
He got a point. I said that shit, too. And I see all these rich white people going to the planet.
Man.
And you think they just going up there circling around, nigga? They viewing real estate.
They going up there taking a visual. They probably ain't getting out. They riding through the
neighborhood. Yeah, I want my shit right here.
That shit hard right there.
I'm putting a sunroof right there. Hell yeah.
Nigga buying an island.
Yeah.
So when shit do go down here, guess where them niggas going? Y'all remember that movie 2012? The rich folks already knew what was going on. They had that ticket.
The moral of the story is to get you a billion.
Yeah, billions. They damn sure in style now.
Yeah.
Niggas getting these billions.
Big facts, billions. Big facts, billionaire clubs.
I'm saying, since we out of what if shit, though, what if that, though, for real?
What if we was billionaire shit?
Nah, I'm saying, what if goddamn, sometimes that money ain't gonna matter. Sometimes you can got to have that money and don't know nothing.
We know some.
I'm just saying, don't know the motherfuckers.
You're not
in.
That.
You ain't in. Like, you can get the money, not be in. Like, a lot of these niggas in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of these niggas really, like, got that paper and, like, really some pussy, some, like, lame ass fuck boys for real.
Niggas gonna be
they
stuck
still
with
on
us.
The outside.
Yeah, niggas gonna
they
be stuck
still on
with
the
us.
Outside. Yeah, they got the money and they got everything that the rest of these niggas got, but they ain't got it, and they don't know them. So it's like they still really window shopping, basically, because they can't get in.
Man, there's some more shit going on with that. That's why that shit probably fucking my boy Kanye up. He probably knows some shit. I really want to tell my people, but I can't.
Oh, he was trying to send a message at that last show, huh?
That's why he just didn't even want a mic, because he was like, felt like that shit might slip with all them emotions and shit. Because that shit was deep. Big like, all that energy and shit. That if he would have had a mic, he would have said some shit he wasn't supposed to say.
Oh, yeah, now you're tuning in to Big Conspiracy, huh?
Right, the big conspiracies.
Nah, but for real shit, though. It's I'm on that man's mind.
Who, Kanye?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's always something on his mind. www.bigfaxpod.com. Big Facts Fridays. Aliens is on the way to Big Facts.
Salute. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.